In international news, foreign ministers of the NATO military alliance are meeting in Brussels for the first time since Russia's takeover of the Crimean Peninsula. They're also expected to meet with Ukraine's foreign minister. The NATO meeting comes while tens of thousands of Russian troops remain close to Ukraine's border, despite a partial withdrawal, and warnings by Ukrainian leaders that they will not accept Russian interference in their country's internal affairs. Stefan Boss reports.
The foreign ministers from NATO's 28 member states are expected to discuss the formal suspension of cooperation with Moscow over its annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. In a sign of tensions not seen since the Cold War, they will look at situating permanent military bases in the Baltic states to reassure members in Eastern Europe. NATO jets are also to step up air patrols in the region, as Russia's actions have increased anxiety in Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania, which were once part of the Soviet Union. The NATO gathering in Brussels comes after Russian President Vladimir Putin reportedly told German Chancellor Angela Merkel in a phone call that he had ordered the withdrawal of some troops from Ukraine's borders. However, White House spokesman Jay Carney said tens of thousands of Russian forces remain in place, complicating diplomatic efforts to end the crisis.
It will be a difficult process, a diplomatic one, to proceed in the current tense atmosphere, and that's why we have called on Russia to pull its forces back to their pre-crisis positions and levels. It is also necessary for Russia to establish direct dialogue with Ukraine.
Ukraine's interim government agrees. It has called the withdrawal of some Russian troops as nothing more than a tactical maneuver. Besides Russian forces, Ukraine's interim government also deals with tensions closer to home in Kiev, where police said they were hunting a gunman who shot and wounded three people, including a senior official in the mayor's office. The shooting happened outside a restaurant close to Independence Square, known as Maidan, where dozens were killed in unrest that led to the ouster of pro-Russian president Viktor Yanukovych. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Boss, reporting.